Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu stresses on ensuring a safe, secure and equitable digital environment to protect human rights. Both houses of parliament adjourned for the day amid continued uproar over various issues. Opposition moves no confidence motion against Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. Students can appear for any subject in Common University Entrance Test for undergraduate, irrespective of stream in Class 12th, announces UGC. India and Russia review full range of bilateral defence ties. Both countries committed to further strengthen special and privileged strategic partnership, says Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. And Israel conducts airstrikes across Syria, says action taken to prevent chemical weapons from falling into hands of extremists after end of Assad regime. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed on ensuring a safe, secure and equitable digital environment that protects the rights and dignity of every individual. She said cyber crime and climate change are new threats to human rights. The president was addressing a program on the occasion of Human Rights Day in New Delhi today.
As we progress into the future, we are confronted with emerging challenges. The digital era, while transformative, has brought with it complex issues such as cyberbullying, deepfake, privacy concerns and spread of misinformation. These challenges underscore the importance of fostering a safe, secure and equitable digital environment that protects the rights and dignity of every individual.
President Murmu said India stands as a shining example before the world by implementing policies for poverty alleviation, hunger eradication and offering equal opportunities to the youth. On the occasion, President Murmu released three publications of the National Human Rights Commission. Human Rights Day is celebrated on the 10th of December every year to commemorate the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The theme for this year is Our Rights, Our Future, Right Now. Addressing the event organized by National Legal Services Authority in New Delhi today to commemorate the day, Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna highlighted that criminal courts require reform. He underlined that national capacity of under-trial prisoners is 4,36,000, but there are 5,19,000 under-trial prisoners. During the event, Justice Khanna also launched a special campaign for old prisoners and terminally ill prisoners. He said the campaign is reinforcing the commitment to reformative justice.
NALSA today launches a special campaign for old prisoners and terminally ill prisoners, an initiative reinforcing our commitment to compassionate justice. Through systematic identification of elderly prisoners above 70 years and those suffering from terminal illness, this campaign will facilitate legal services and ensure that most vulnerable prisoners population receive justice and dignity they deserve.
Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a review meeting on the implementation of the three new criminal laws in the presence of Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini in New Delhi. The meeting reviewed the implementation and current status of various new provisions related to police, prisons, courts, prosecution and forensics in Haryana. Senior officials of the Union Home Ministry and the state government were present in the meeting. During the discussions, the Home Minister asked Haryana to ensure 100% implementation of new criminal laws in the state by the 31st of March next year. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day today amid continued uproar over various issues. Treasury and opposition members in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha traded barbs at each other on the issues of alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group and Congress leaders' alleged links with a renowned US-based foundation. This is the second day of this week, which was marred by allegations and counter-allegations between the Treasury and the opposition benches. Meanwhile, the opposition has submitted a no-confidence motion against Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar accusing him of being partisan while functioning in the House. In a social media post, Congress MP Jairam Ramesh said the notice has been submitted to the Secretary General of the Rajya Sabha. He said parties belonging to the India Group have taken this step in the interest of parliamentary democracy. On the other hand, talking to the media in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned the opposition's notice against the Rajya Sabha chairman.
चेयर का ऑर्डर को आप पालन नहीं करेंगे फिर सदन ठीक से नहीं चल सकता है यह व्यवस्था बनाया हुआ है लेकिन कांग्रेस पार्टी और उनके साथियों ने लगातार चेयर का अपमान किया है और चेयर का डायरेक्शन को भी नहीं मानते हुए बहुत गलत तरीके से सदन में व्यवहार किया है
Our correspondent has filed a report.
As the Treasury and opposition benches continued to lock horns in Parliament, opposition MPs moved a no-confidence motion against Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. They accused the chairman of conducting the House in a partisan manner. Meanwhile, the government has condemned the opposition move, saying that the NDA has the majority in the House. This winter session of Parliament had begun on a stormy note, and the first week was washed out completely without transacting any business. In the second week, the government and the opposition reached a consensus, resulting in restoration of normalcy in functioning of the House. However, this arrangement didn't stand for long, and both Treasury and opposition benches again started trading barbs against each other, resulting in stalemate in the House. Now only 9 days are left for the scheduled business in Parliament, but it seems highly unlikely that the rest of the session will witness any productive business. Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, New Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The University Grants Commission, UGC, has announced a series of changes to the Common University Entrance Test for undergraduate CUET-UG from next year. Talking to reporters, UGC chairperson M. Jagdish Kumar said students will be allowed to appear for CUET-UG in any subject, irrespective of subjects studied in Class 12 from next year. He said this will allow candidates to cross over the rigid disciplinary boundaries in higher education. CUET-UG will now only be conducted in computer-based test mode. It will be conducted in 63 subjects instead of 37 from the next session. Mr. Kumar said an expert panel set up by the commission conducted a review of the exam and proposed several changes. Our correspondent has filed this report.
All CUET-UG exams will have uniform duration of 60 minutes. The concept of optional questions in the exam has been done away with, and all questions will be compulsory now. Students will be able to appear for maximum of 5 subjects from 2025 as against 6 previously. The first edition of the exam was held in 2022. By encouraging universities to adopt a single national-level entrance test, UGC has streamlined admissions. This has reduced the reliance on varying cutoffs and made the admission process transparent and technology-driven. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The One Nation, One Subscription ONOS scheme for providing equitable access to all scholarly research articles and journal publications will likely be rolled out at the start of next year. The government will pay a unified subscription charge to international publishers for access to their articles and journals, replacing the earlier setup where each institute individually paid for different subscriptions. Principal Scientific Advisor to the government, Professor Ajay Kumar Sood, in a press conference in New Delhi today, said the ONOS scheme will prevent overlap of research journal subscriptions and reduce inefficient utilization of funds. Our correspondent reports the 6,000 crore rupee scheme will grant unrestricted access to research journals and articles to students, faculty and researchers at government academic institutions.
The One Nation, One Subscription scheme will provide complete access to the full collection of world's 30 leading research publishers. Under the first phase, over 1,77,000 users from around 6,300 government education institutes will benefit. This will cover all streams of STEM, management, social sciences, and humanities with no discipline-specific restrictions. The scheme also aims to tackle the limited visibility of Indian researchers by providing discounts on article processing charges for Indian authors while paying APCs of select good quality open access journals. Speaking exclusively with Akashvani News, Principal Scientific Advisor Sood detailed how the various phases of the ONOS scheme will be rolled out.
Phase 2 mein hamare jo private universities aur colleges hain unko hum dekhenge ki kaise milaya jaye. और फेज थ्री जब होगा कि जब आपके कोई भी नागरिक देश का अगर वो नॉलेज को एक्सेस करना चाहता है कर पाए.
The ONOS scheme is likely to be introduced by the start of next year till 2027. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov today co-chaired the 21st meeting of the Indo-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow. In a social media post, the defense minister termed the meeting as productive. He said India and Russia reviewed the full range of bilateral defense ties and discussed ways to deepen cooperation between both the countries. Mr. Singh said both countries are committed to further strengthen India-Russia's special and privileged strategic partnership. During talks with Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, the Russian Defense Minister said Moscow and New Delhi are effectively developing defense cooperation. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh also held a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Israeli warplanes have carried out dozens of attacks across Syria, including in the capital Damascus. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said there have been hundreds of Israeli airstrikes in the past 2 days, including on a site in Damascus, said to have been used for rocket development by Iranian scientists. According to local media reports, a research center with suspected links to chemical weapon production was among the sites hit. Meanwhile, Israel said the action has been taken to prevent weapons from falling into the hands of extremists following the end of President Bashar al-Assad's regime in Syria recently. Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has called for strict action against illegal Bangladeshi immigrants residing in the national capital. In a letter to the Chief Secretary and Police Commissioner, the Lieutenant Governor has called for a special drive spanning over 2 months to identify illegal Bangladeshi immigrants in Delhi. The nation is paying tribute to the martyrs of the historic Assam movement in Shahid Diwas today. In his message, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Shahid Diwas is an occasion to remember the courage and sacrifice of those who dedicated themselves to the historic Assam movement. India has witnessed a substantial rise in female labour force participation rate, LFPR, particularly in rural areas, from 2017-18 to 2022-23. A research paper on female labour force participation rate stated that rural female LFPR surged from 24.6% to 41.5%, while urban LFPR rose modestly from 20.4% to 25.4% from 2017-18 to 2022-23. In rural areas, significant increases are seen in states like Jharkhand with 233% growth and Bihar with sixfold growth. In the World Squash Team Championships 2024, the Indian women's team defeated Italy 3-0, with Akanksha Salunke, Anahat Singh and Nirupama Dubey winning their respective matches in straight games today in Hong Kong, China. As a result, they made it to the pre-quarterfinals. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu stresses on ensuring a safe, secure and equitable digital environment to protect human rights. Both houses of parliament adjourned for the day amid continued uproar over various issues. Opposition moves no confidence motion against Rajya Sabha chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. Students can appear for any subject in Common University Entrance Test for undergraduate, irrespective of stream, in class 12th, announces UGC. India and Russia review full range of bilateral defense ties, both countries committed to further strengthen special and privileged strategic partnerships, as Defense Minister Rajnath Singh. And Israel conducts airstrikes across Syria, says action taken to prevent chemical weapons from falling into hands of extremists after end of Assad regime. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.